Let's take care of the legalities, shall we? You're listening to Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington.
Okay, this is Dove Speaks Live. Sorry about the little mess up there, but we got our speakers on and our microphones going. This is Chris Austin, co-host with Betsy Archambault.
Hello.
How you doing, Betsy?
I'm good. How about you, Chris?
I'm fine, except there's a lot of buttons in front of me.
Oh, well. I guess as long as you know which ones to push.
Apparently, I don't. Okay. Betsy is the executive director of the Dove Project. Pretty cool stuff.
Yes, very cool stuff. Yeah, I think it is this month will be my 4-year anniversary with Dove.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I lost some money on that.
Yeah.
I had you down for two. No, yeah. I can say, listeners, that she does a wonderful job, very hard worker, and gets respect from all communities. So thank you for coming on the show.
Being on the show.
Co-hosting the show. Whatever you'd like to say. We did have that pre-recorded show that's been on for about a year, I guess.
Right.
And we just thought that, you know, I think live radio is more spontaneous, obviously, and sometimes more enjoyable to listen to. We can get callers if they want to call in and ask a question or email us a question. So it's just a bit more dynamic, and maybe we can answer questions of the community more in a more timely fashion.
Yeah, I think so too.
So this is our first show. We're both nervous. Okay, maybe it's just me being nervous. So, but we wanted to kind of go over what the Dove Project is, what the show is, and that sort of thing. Maybe a look back at what we've done in 2006. What do you think? 2016.
Yeah, or 2006 would be a really fast show. It's like, we're done. Yeah. We didn't exist.
Pre-Dove.
Done. Okay.
We're in the egg.
Right, which comes first. Yeah. So, I also wanted to say, I mean, Dove coming up on 4 years, 4 years of me being there, but also 4 years being incorporated as a 501c3.
Uh-huh. Which is a big deal, nonprofit status.
Yeah, it is a big deal, nonprofit status. And 4 years ago when I was hired, I remember meeting someone, you know, in a parking lot, and she gave me a bag and a phone. And
wow.
that was Dove at that point. The board had been hired just a few, or not hired, they don't get paid, but came on like a week before I was hired. And so we all came on together. And it was a really interesting time, because what we have this group of people that have a commitment to supporting survivors and stopping violence. And really the tool that we had was a flip phone and a bag.
Everyone likes to know the hero's backstory. So how did you get to Vashon?
Oh my gosh. Ferry.
Not cape? You didn't fly in? Okay.
Well, you know, I had been working in gender-based violence for about 10 years before I came to Vashon. And I had spent some time working in New York with the impact of armed conflict on women and girls. And then I wrote my master's thesis on literacy and how literacy in Nepal is a life-saving measure for women and girls. There's a lot of firewood collection and things like that that go on. And there would be these huge signs saying, if you cross this, we will kill you. And for women who are the primary people that are getting the firewood, and if they can't read, they're like, well, I have to feed my family.
Right.
Therefore, I have to cross this line because I don't even know what this says.
Right.
And then they were killed.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I worked in India a little bit with access to healthcare for kids in urban slums. And then in a hill station with untouchable women and children, also with access to healthcare because there was only one doctor and the doctor would not touch any of them.
I was going to say, was a physician untouchable himself?
Well,
was he the same cast or?
No. The physician was higher cast and therefore would not touch any of the kids or the women. And, it was horrible. And then I went on to work in Chad during the Darfur genocide, and did gender-based violence and child protection within the refugee camps on the Chadian side of the border with Sudan. And, I don't know. And then I met my husband there. Hi, Jesse. And we moved to China, and then we decided to start a family. And then after our youngest one was born, we decided that we wanted to move back to the United States, and we wanted to choose the place, the polar opposite of Shanghai. And so we found Vashon, which really is the polar opposite of Shanghai. And so here we are.
Wow. That's a hero's backstory. My goodness. What a wealth of experience that you bring to your position. My goodness. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to sound kind of weird, but it's fun. It's what I really enjoy doing. It's what I have a passion for.
Well, that's I think that's it right there. If you have a passion for it, then you enjoy it, even though it's a very serious subject and
hard work,
and sometimes thankless. There's just special people that can do that. And anyway, we got all dark.
I'm sorry. No, but the upside of this is, it can be really dark work, but it can also be really inspiring and
sure.
motivating.
When you come out the other side and you see success and...
Yeah, and you see success and you see, I'm pretty passionate about prevention.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really happy that, the board and the leadership and the staff, we all feel very, very passionately about prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And our budget is about 50% prevention.
I agree. I think that is the most well-spent money. And the problem with prevention is it's hard to show what didn't happen. It's hard for some people to get their head wrapped around a vaccine is a perfect example.
Yep.
They don't get that these all these illnesses that don't aren't pandemic and endemic because of vaccines or brushing your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yes, to name a few.
Kind of a tangential thing there.
Well, so I actually brought this little thing about measurement of prevention, because doesn't everyone bring...
Well, mine's in my other suit.
Monitoring and evaluation notes with them. But so for our prevention stuff, we look at the process and the outcomes. Because you can't measure something 10 years down the line. You don't have a crystal ball. It doesn't work. And so we do kind of qualitative and quantitative mixed together. And so we do a lot of surveys, a lot of talking. For our prevention program, which is largely youth, then we get the opinions of youth, and we also we get feedback from parents sometimes. Teachers. We go through, was it implemented as we thought it was going to? Did it run? How long did it run? Was it efficient? Did we have to make little tweaks in the middle? Pre and post tests.
Sure.
Things like that. And but the feedback for us is really, really, really important, because we create programs based on community need. And, because it's not us just kind of figuring out what our community needs. We're listening to what people are telling us, well, and then trying to make interventions and programs that go along with the concerns.
And I think that's what's unique about Dove is it's we're not mandating, it's not pushing down programs on people like, we think this is what you need, here it is. Mm-hmm. It is, what do you need? How can we, you know, fulfill that or modify what we're already doing to you know, give the outcomes that we're looking for?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's the way it has to be done because we are so resource poor in the sense that we're a, you know, a small mm-hmm. island. We're not Seattle, Tacoma that has a lot of resources to draw on. So you have to be super efficient
in
how you do that. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me interrupt you for a second because cool. I have to do these. It's the law.
It's the law.
We have to thank our underwriters. And support for VOV programming is provided by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True History book series, these tours offer a lighthearted perspective on the island's past with visits to actual historic event locations. Along the way, you'll experience all that Vashon has to offer in the way of local food, spirits, and recreation. Information and tickets at VashonTours.com or at the Hinge Gallery located at Vashon Highway and 174th Avenue. That was just a coincidence that I picked that one. That wasn't on purpose. Nobody's going to believe that.
Well, I can do one next time.
Well, you are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, surprise.
I forgot to tell you. We got to do one in about another 10 minutes. So that's yours.
Oh, I love it.
We also need to thank John L. Scott, their founding underwriter.
Cool. Thank you, John L. Scott.
Yes. Best people, best results. The big mystery is, what's the L?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, is there a John?
There actually is a John L. Scott. He was from the Midwest, came to the West Coast, and he kind of fell in love with Seattle, and he started selling real estate in, I think, the 30s. And that became his company. I think it's Lennox. And that probably has nothing to do with Dove Project. So.
No, I was going to say Lewis, but also nothing really. Mm. I bet someone knows.
It's hard to find. I've actually, you know, looked it up. Because I got to say it every time I'm on the air. I'm like, who is this guy? Anyway.
Well, thank you. So for everyone that's listening right now, kind of as a note to, we like to create programming that people want. We also want to talk about things that people want to hear about. And so if you are listening to this whenever, or even when you're not listening and you just have an idea, please shoot us an email either to VOV or you can go to the Dove website and we have a contact sheet that you can send and it goes directly to us about some topics that you'd like to hear about.
And this can be anonymous. We don't, you know, if you choose to do that, that's fine.
We won't use your name. No.
Unless you want us to.
Unless you want us to. But yeah,
we forget anyway.
But we certainly want to discuss things that are pressing for islanders and island families and island relationships.
Well, I think that's why radio is a good medium for this topic because it is anonymous. Okay, I'm not going to get this word right.
Anonymized? Is that a word?
Yeah, I think it is now.
Great.
This is my word of the day now. Well, it's just people can listen and interact and you know, sometimes that's can be in a difficult situation and that's not always easy to do, to go in and talk to somebody mm-hmm. or pick up a book and what are you reading? You know, if you can just quick email, boy, if you guys could cover this, because these shows are live, but they're also going to be archived that you can go back and, you know, if you don't catch that program, you can listen to it later.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. In theory.
Yes. And so today's the first show of the season.
Yes.
And we're just kind of chit-chatting about what we have done, what's going to be coming up, and this and that. And I'm really excited about doing Dove Speaks in 2017. We're going to have some pretty cool guests. I have put out a couple invitations to folks over at the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
And that acronym is one of my favorites.
WSCDV. And they're really cool people and a fantastic agency and the main coalition that Dove as a domestic violence agency belongs to. And Whiskative is a national leader in the movement around stopping violence. Mm-hmm. And so they're really cool people, really smart people, really innovative people.
Well, I would like to sing Dove accolades, if you don't mind. What a lot of people don't know is how innovative and kind of the pushing the envelope, so to speak, that Dove is. In fact, what I think of immediately is Teen Council.
Yeah.
Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So Teen Council is a partnership program between Vashon Island School District and the Dove Project. And it is a pilot project of Dove. So it lives at Dove. But it's also a Planned Parenthood program that has been around for about 20 years. And how it is a pilot project of Dove is that in 20 years, Planned Parenthood has only kept this program within its own walls.
Right.
Right. And we are the first nonprofit in the nation.
That's amazing.
To take this program and make it our own and kind of house it and then teach the Teen Council about our mission and mm-hmm. our values as well. Because Teen Council is peer-to-peer education.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, we should back up a little bit and say, what is Teen Council?
Yeah.
And we've got some exceptional students that are the first groundbreakers here. But its purpose is, like you said, peer-to-peer, where you might get a health teacher who's, shaking her finger and this is the way it is. Maybe the kids kind of glaze over and like, whatever, she's, over 30, you can't trust her. And but this program has students teaching students, and they're highly educated in the subject, correct?
Oh, gosh, yes. So they, the teens actually receive about 130 hours per year of healthy relationship and healthy sexuality education.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're talking about anatomy and consent mm-hmm. and, all of the things that go into play with a healthy relationship. And then the idea is that then these teens are able to have the actual scientific information mm-hmm. that when they hear someone saying, oh, I heard that,
sure,
blah, blah, blah.
I saw this on the internet.
Right. And they can say, oh, you know what? That's actually not right. Can I tell you about what is right?
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, and I think this has been true for as long as there have been teenagers, right? That there's a lot of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have misinformation spreading.
Absolutely.
And that's, it's not healthy.
Right.
And it can lead to some pretty serious consequences, especially health consequences for youth.
Right. And it's to get that message out of, we're just seeing this in every facet of life. It seems like that getting the correct information or the scientifically accurate information out is hard because mm-hmm. you've got entities that want to cloud it, that want to, obfuscate and say, that's not true. These are the alternative facts, or, you can have one skeptic and that counts as many as 1,000 scientists.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. So I think this program is so important because, like you said, prevention. And that's where you need to start, is in middle school and in high school, I think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Our Teen Council, they are phenomenal teens. And later shows, we'll get to chat with some of them. And already this year, the impact is huge. They have taught classes to 100% of the middle school. Right.
Wow.
Actually, I think it's going to be like 100% next week because they're doing a class for the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But they will have taught health classes to sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth graders. And the teachers choose these topics. Dub isn't choosing these topics. This is, I mean, this is part of the partnership. Like, we're training the teens, and we're also using local experts and doctors and nurses to come in to give different perspectives, and also to increase access for youth who sometimes feel like there aren't people to go to.
Sure. And I think too, if you're a middle school kid and you see a high schooler, I mean, when I was in middle school, they were cool. And they're coming and they're saying, not only are they giving you information, but they're saying this physician or nurse is legitimate and you should listen to them. I mean, if they just nurse or physician came in by themselves, you'd like, another adult trying to ruin my life.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, some people really do have a distrust of physicians. And so, I mean, if that's part of your worldview, then, you know, then that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the teen council. So really, I mean, phenomenal, did a great job teaching. And so, I mean, the program is, you know, peer-to-peer education and public health, it's leadership and development. And in the high school, so they act as peer-to-peer educators with the friends and groups there. And they're also going to be leading HIV Awareness Week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I don't 100% remember when that is. But they're going to be planning some super cool things. And then actually hot news right off the press.
Uh-oh.
From the office. on May 23rd, the teens are going to be hosting a Q&A for parents at the library.
Oh, what a great idea.
And it's, I mean, we'll have some topics of, you know, suggestions, but we really want it to be open to, I mean, trying to build those communication lines. And say you feel uncomfortable talking to your teen about X, Y, or Z, and you want to make sure you get it right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to shut down the conversation before the conversation even happens. You know, and I also think as a parent, it's important to know what's current, what's really going on. Because, you know, I mean, I work in this and I know that what's going on now was just not going on when I was a teen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, apples and oranges, really.
Sure. So let me interrupt you for 1 second and let everyone know that they are listening to Dove Speaks, and this is on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. And we'd like to thank
Windermere. Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making this program and our emergency alert service possible. So thank you so much to Windermere.
Wow. A cold read. Wow. This is your calling.
I know. I mean, I read sentences all the time. I feel like I do.
Is that your
well.
Passion? Yeah. Sentence reading. Oh my! All right, so we have just a few minutes left. It's going like that. It's like boom. It's over.
Wow! It really.
We got
is?
7 minutes left. That's it.
Wow! What do you want to do for 7 minutes?
I don't know. Arm wrestle.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, I think probably just maybe a little snippet of where we're what's going to happen in 2017, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Can I just go back and say some of the cool things we did in 2016?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So in 2016, I'm really proud of the things that we did. We did the equine assistant education.
Right.
Remember?
That was very good.
With,
that was a great program.
With the Axiom folks, Kate Shook and Melissa Rampe, fantastic women. And we had the rape aggression defense, self-defense training.
That's right. I participated in that.
Yeah.
It was, I tell you, it was an eye-opener for me to see, you know, how well that program is done and how beneficial it can be. And again, it's prevention.
It is.
Like, don't get in that situation. And if you do, here's what you do.
So. Exactly. And we've had, I think, 3 or 4 trainings after that, where we've been training island women and teen girls.
And this is open to everybody, that they don't have to have a, you know, violent situation they're in. It's just like here, it's open to the community, which is a
great program.
Yeah.
And we started Teen Council, which was super, super duper cool. And then we have another program at the middle school called Lunch Dates with Dove. And I was actually reading my my 2016 program plan of what I was hoping, what I was working for. It was like, oh, you know, I really would like Lunch Dates with Dove to go in the middle school. And now that's really where it lives.
Is that right?
And it's been really successful. And we have the first semester we did healthy relationships. And so it's like critical thinking questions, age appropriate critical thinking mm-hmm. questions. And we also give out fruit snacks because because tweens love to eat. And if you can give away a fruit snack to have someone critically think about a relationship or how you would help someone.
Yes.
I think that the fruit snack is definitely worth it. And so we did that the spring semester, and then we did an equity curriculum in the fall.
And what is that exactly?
So equity was really talking about, I mean, the difference between equality and equity, and talking about stereotypes versus prejudice mm-hmm. and privilege, and what it is to potentially be a bystander. It's really, I mean, really, really fascinating stuff. And actually, I mean, not only did the kids do it, but we had some teachers and some administrators go through and do it too. And so, and that was really heartening to me, because that means that in that way, you're creating consistent messaging and consistent language mm-hmm. around these topics that can be a little hard to understand.
Well, yes, yeah, so they're hard to conceptualize, especially if you're a middle schooler and you may only have one or two examples of what a mm-hmm. relationship is, and they may not be good ones
right.
that you're seeing in the home, and to get this outside mm-hmm. context.
Yep, and we talk a lot about friendships, mm-hmm. a lot of these things in terms of friendships and the friendships that they have at school.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and also sometimes in movies, because movies have a huge impact and influence on youth.
How about video games?
I know nothing about video games, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
I just see my own niece and nephew, and that seems to be a big influence in her life.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's something to think about. Anyway.
Yeah.
Last 2 minutes. Not the rush. No rush. Oh, tell us everything in 2 minutes.
Yeah. and we did the super cool No More campaign with,
yes.
Island and, Youth and Island adults that were saying
that's
no
right.
more to sexual assault. And that was super cool. And we're going to run it out again this year. And we started Vashon Safe, the sexual assault free establishments that
right.
Is kind of ramping up again. And we're going to roll out something super cool in April.
Green Dot?
Green Dot.
Yeah. Gosh, you've done a lot.
Yeah,
my goodness.
We've done a lot, and we're going to continue. It's really exciting, and I'm really, really glad. And also, I wanted to say that, and this is an interesting statistic for, I think, almost everybody. In 2016, we raised our budget 42%, right?
Okay.
Which was, I mean, I would say it's a risk. Business practice, standard practice is don't increase your budget more than about 20%,
mm-hmm.
right? And we felt very strongly that we wanted to and we could raise it that amount
mm-hmm.
to be
mm-hmm.
able to create strength in the programs and the infrastructure, because we are still very young.
Yes.
Right? I mean, because that bag didn't come with a lot of infrastructure. Right. And so we raised our budget by 42%. And then at the end of the year, we had 400% growth in
wow.
clients and community members that came to see us. And so, you know, I hear sometimes, oh, well, Dove's doing really, really well. We don't have to give them money. And like, yes, we're increasing our budget, but 42% and 400%,
right.
there's still quite a large gap.
Yeah. So while the community's been generous,
Absolutely generous. Thank you to every single person who has supported us in any way.
And this is what comes from being good at what you do. You're getting utilized more and more, 400% more. So
400% more.
Anyway, so that about wraps it up for this week. Next week, we're going to have anybody special, or we're just going to continue with this?
You know what? I thought that next week, we actually might have a board member join us to talk about International Women's Day, which I believe is next Wednesday, if I'm not, I don't actually know the date of next Wednesday, but I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds very good.
So join us.
Yes. And listeners, thank you so much for giving our inaugural show a listen. And this has been Chris Austin and Betsy Arsham.
Support for VOV programming is provided by Giraffe, which celebrates creativity, beauty, and justice. Giraffe is committed to sourcing home and personal goods that reflect your values. Fair trade, local, global, and green. Open 7 days a week at their new location in the heart of Vashon Town. Find them at giraffehome.com.